Welcome to the South Shore's Morning News Weekend Review Podcast. I'm Rob Hackelow. Listen for the next 30 minutes as we take a look back at some of the big interviews from the week on the South Shore's Morning News, which airs live weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. We check in with our good friend Amy Naples. Amy is the executive director of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce, plymouthchamber.com. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, you're still coming off the big high from the annual meeting, huh?
We sure are. What an event we had. It was incredible. It was everything we had hoped for. And that much more. As you know, you were there. Thank you for being there. It really is a celebration of the chamber success, our small business community, and it kind of just embodies the spirit of our membership at that event.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was held in Kingston, and the keynote speaker that you got was certainly amazing and really brought that room, made it even more alive.
I know. I was so impressed by our keynote. You know, it's a gamble every year. You really hope for the best, but he blew me away, and I have gotten such great feedback. Like, I don't know how you're going to beat that one. I mean, there was quite a game of rock, paper, scissors going on.
Oh, yeah.
When he suggested it, I said, I love that idea. I just hope it doesn't fall flat on people, and it didn't. The excitement in the room was just incredible.
Yeah, that was great. So that was Steve Gross.
Steve Gross from Life is Good, the Playmaker Project.
Yeah, and that was inspiring.
It really was. His message of optimism and return on humanity was just incredible, I thought. And it translated to every single person in the room.
Yeah, it really did. It was amazing. And then, of course, a lot of well-deserving people picked up some awards and really was... an amazing time, and really congratulations to the chamber and to all the people that are involved, Amy, with you and your team and the volunteers that really make everything work.
Thank you so much. Yes, we do put a lot of work into it, but it is such a rewarding day, especially the award part of the program. As you know, the Vinny DiMacedo Small Business Opportunity Grant, which is an award as well as a nice little chunk of money, was awarded to Anna Walsh from Vella Juice Bar. And she wrote a really nice email to us yesterday telling us about what she has purchased, the investment she made in her business, and how the timing could not have been more perfect that she had a bunch of stuff break over the course of the last month. And she, has been trying to figure out how she was going to pay for that and get that fixed. So we were very excited to award Anna with that. Our Ambassador of the Year award went to Lori Carraher of Eastern Bank. She's just an ambassador who went above and beyond for the chamber this year. They're kind of our eyes and ears on the ground, and they just are such a huge part of our chamber, our membership. They have a buddy. They make sure all members feel welcome at events, and they check in with them. And Lori is so deserving of that award. And then our big one of the program is our Business Person of the Year, and that went to Jordan Chabot of the Speedwell Tavern for just the remarkable work he has done over the course of his business for the past 10 years and what he does within the community and just being a small business champion among all of us. So
yeah,
it was a great day to see
really
them being recognized.
Yeah, and Jordan is, you could see a very emotional moment for him, and someone that is just so humble. Really
so
is.
Humble.
He really sincerely appreciates all the help that people have helped him along the way, and just the respect that people have shown him, and he deserves it. He really does. Good example of a good business person. And I mean, there's so many in that room alone.
There really are, but he truly is such a role model. He's always so positive and the first one to say, I got that. Yep, I'll do that. You know, he really is. And he's just a cheerleader, especially in our downtown district.
Yeah, it's good. Eh? Yeah, I was thinking, you know, it's great. And then the juice bar is right there downtown. And that's so nice. And that was a good story about her being, a working mom and, you know, raising these kids and, taking over the business. I think herself was the story, becoming the
sole owner. This past sole owner. Year.
Yeah. So,
yes. And she has two kids under the age of three. So just imagine that. I can't even imagine getting out of the house most days with that. And they're active and just, you know, just being able to handle all of that and becoming sole owner. And her husband works, has his own career as well. So
busy family.
She is really doing it all on her own. And we're super proud of her.
Well, that's great. So that was wonderful. This kind of, you know, again, great annual meeting the people that are involved. And you got new people kind of, taking different spots over. And it's just really nice. And it's so fun. So a good start to 2024 and lots of great things going on. Amy, what else? Anything coming up?
Well, we have our Dancing with Our Stars coming up very quickly in March, on March 22nd.
Oh, yeah. I was getting when do tickets go on sale?
Tickets are on sale today.
We were having
some technical difficulties. They are launched today, so we have individual tickets available for sale as well as tables. So the tables guarantees you a seat. Individual tickets do not. We're going to do our best to accommodate as many seats as possible, but I do encourage, if there's groups of people going, to all chip in and get a table. You can email or call the chamber office. You can email Allison. It's with one L, Allison@pulpitchamber.com, to reserve a table. Individual tickets are purchased online on our website, PlymouthChamber.com.
All right. So we can do that starting today. I should be able to find it on the website.
You got it. 8 a.m. this morning.
Wow. Okay. All right. So you guys are hearing this now. Again, I know Dancing with Our Stars. It is so fun. It helps out the Plymouth Area One Fund. And it is just an experience that is just so good to be a part of, raising all that money and seeing all these people that are going out there and dancing. Again, they are doing their best, including even Amy Naples that is going to be out there. She is taking lessons to be out. Yes. She's going to be one of the dancers this year, along with what? How many total?
So we have eight total celebrity dancers, all representing different industries among our community. But yes, these, myself included, these dancers are learning a routine in 10 weeks. It is a super fast-paced way to learn how to dance. Most of us don't have any experience. Like myself, I have absolutely no experience. So this is totally out of my comfort zone, but really all for the love of small businesses. We're doing it to raise money for the Plymouth Area One Fund, which, as you know, is a financial grant opportunity for small businesses. If they face any financial hardships, we want to be there to support them. We receive requests all the time from the Plymouth Area One Fund. So this fundraisers, what keeps the businesses going throughout the year. It's our one fundraiser for the Plymouth Area One Fund each year.
Oh, all right. Well, we can't wait. I know a few people have asked when it is and where, and I should mention that it is Friday, March 22nd will be the date, and that's at the Indian Pond Country Club in Kingston.
That is correct. Okay. At 6:30 p.m.
And it'll just be wonderful, and you won't want to miss it. Again, the tickets will sell out. So,
and this year's theme is country. So all of the dances will be dancing to country artists. And we encourage attendees to dress a little country, a little fancy country.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're having fun with the theme, and we think everyone will really enjoy the show. There's a cocktail reception before the show begins, and then we open up for dancing. And I know our friends at Fred Astaire, Casey, is going to have some opportunities for people to learn how to dance as well. So if others want to learn some moves before that night, there will be some group classes. nice. Beforehand. Yes.
Well, this is going to be great. I will be there co-hosting, and it should be fun dancing with our stars, helping out the Plymouth One Fund. So let's make it the best year and raise a lot of money. And this will be a lot of fun, and it's for a good cause. And
that's right. And Rob, thank you for stepping up and being an MC again this year. You are an incredible host. You and Casey are just incredible, and I can't thank you enough for donating your time to do so.
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. As long as you keep having me, I'm happy to come there, and it really, really is fun, and I enjoyed it. And I'm looking forward to seeing you out on the dance floor, Amy. This will be great.
I know. You see me in all different scenarios, but not that one, typically.
Not yet.
Not yet.
All right. Well, get involved. You heard the tickets go on sale. And then to stay connected on all other events as they come along, you can always do that and be involved. PlymouthChamber.com, PlymouthChamber.com. Amy Naples is the executive director of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Rob. I hope you have a great week.
You too. The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala with the morning team, and every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at American Computer Technologies, Act Smart IT, actsmartit.com. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Good to have you as always. And this week, Windows 11, future.
Yeah, the future of which Microsoft operating systems always have a limited timeline. So, we need to talk about what's actually going to be happening with that. But the important thing is that, you know, Windows 10, we know, is going to be end of life fully October 2025. So we've got a little over a year and a half or so to continue using Windows 10. But most people should really think about upgrading to Windows 11 now, especially with the new planned update coming out in February. It's going to make Windows 11 compliant with the Digital Marketing Act and the European Economic Area, the EU, which is a big thing, and that's going to help us as well. But the company is also ensuring that Windows 11 now, and this has been a problem for most of us for quite a while, mm-hmm. that Windows 11 will acknowledge user defaults, what we change things to, and then will allow users to uninstall almost all of the inbox apps from the Windows OS. At this point, you can't uninstall many of those apps like Cortana or Edge. Now, because of some of the things that are happening in the EU, they're going to have to allow us to do that.
Okay. Because the legislation in the European Union, and they just want to make the thing able to be compliant with all of that, so that'll impact us too, because it's just easier to make one version, right?
Exactly right. I find it interesting that the European Union gets Microsoft to do all of this stuff pretty quickly, and we never do.
No, it goes along very slowly, but over in Europe, they do seem to come down quicker in that area, and you're right. I mean, the companies, they want to continue to do business and make sure everything gets sold and used, so I suppose they probably don't want to do it, but they're willing to do it to make for no issues legally.
Yeah, exactly. There are 27 countries that belong to that Digital Market Act. So, in the European Union, Economic Union. So, if they decided not to react to those challenges or changes, they could probably have some potential problems around the world. Not so much here in the U.S. yet, but 27 countries around the world. So,
yeah. All right. So this would be, I mean, good. I mean, imagine most people would like to be able to have the ability to uninstall things.
Yeah, because we own the operating system today. So we should be able to do with it what we see fit. And I think it's great because we find many times that every time you get a new update from, say, Microsoft or Windows, and that comes out about every 4 months right now, any defaults that you've set, like for your PDF reader, for your email client, for your web browser, automatically gets changed back to Windows defaults.
Oh, okay.
So you have to go back in and fix all these things.
Yeah, okay. So that would be, that wouldn't be as fun. It would be easier not to have to do that.
Exactly. So now that they're going to have to actually recognize and acknowledge the settings that we as the users have set up and configured, then it's going to make things easier for anyone using the operating system. Like, it's interesting that they're also releasing and testing right now a new feature called Fix Problems Using Windows Update. Now, this has been a much-desired feature for years, and this will allow users to reinstall, update, and repair Windows 11 without needing to back everything up, and more importantly, without losing files stored on the computer, including documents, software applications, multimedia pictures and videos, or anything else. So when this is working, and it's not working today, it's going to be a boon for anyone who uses Windows 11. So my suggestion or recommendation for folks is, if your computer will take Windows 11, let's move to it now, because you're going to be getting all the new things as we move ahead. And as we know, Windows 10 is not going to be getting anything more after next year. So.
Okay, so again, you would recommend that people that maybe wanted to wait with the Windows 10 to go to the Windows 11?
If the system's capable of it, yes, they should do that. We've been doing it for quite a while now. We have not seen any major problems with upgrading to Windows 11, as long as your system can handle it.
Okay, all right. That's good advice there, and it's good to know that so far you haven't experienced any major issues. And as you said, it'll make things easier if you make the transition sooner and give you more choice, it sounds like, as well, right?
Sure. If you want all the new features like Copilot, Assistant, and those types of things, you're going to want to get onto Windows 11 anyway. So there's going to be a limited Windows 10 version of Copilot. And then everything else that Microsoft puts out and everybody else is going to be backed by AI. So you want to make sure that you're in the know when this all starts hitting us.
All right. For more information, you can read David's blog. It's up on his website about the future of Windows 11. And, David, people can go read that on your site, right?
Absolutely. Go to AxSmartIT.com and you click on my blog link on the homepage. It gives you all the information plus links. And everything that's going to be happening with Windows 11 and potentially Windows 12.
All right, AxSmartIT.com, AxSmartIT.com, or Tech Guy's David Snell. He's with us every week at this time on 95.9 WATD. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. That's AxSmartIT.com. I'm sure as morning news rolls on, I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. We have our South Shore Chamber of Commerce segment, and we're going to be checking in just a moment with Peter Foreman. He is the CEO and president of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. Peter, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Okay. All right. I don't know why this happens, but we got Peter there. He's on line one. And now let's see if we can mix in Dave Ellis here with us. First, we got Peter from the South Shore Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. And, you know, for a lot of people, they don't get to be in the studio, which I often am, and to see what a juggling act you have to do at that console and how seamless it normally is. But we have, I think everyone's familiar with the South Shore Chamber of Commerce, but they may not be aware that we have a second corporation, an economic development corporation, which we use to drive some of our regional economic competitiveness strategy beyond the typical member services that the chamber does. And we have a new chair this year. Dave Ellis was elected last week as the chair of the Economic Development Corporation, and he is the owner of Ellis Realty Advisors.
Dave, good morning, and welcome officially.
Thank you, Rob, for having me. Good morning.
All right, so let's dive in here and talk a little bit about, as Peter just mentioned, you're the newly elected chair of the South Shore Economic Development Corporation. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that and what's ahead this year?
Sure. No, I appreciate it. And the Social Economic Development Corporation, as Peter mentioned, is all about, you know, regional competitiveness and making sure we're relevant. And, you know, it's bringing in business leaders, community stakeholders, to make sure there's collaboration, this is not just amongst towns or different projects, but the region as a whole and some of the challenges that we face regionally versus just in one community or the other.
Okay. So remind us about this 2030 plan. We've heard that referred to a lot and why it needs to be reviewed.
Yeah, that's our biggest endeavor this year for 2024 is to update our 2030 plan. The first 2030 plan was done back in 2014, about 10 years ago. And, things change. Data changes. Obviously, the world changes, right? So we need to make sure that we're staying up to speed with the data and the data points. And we need to get it's an opportunity for us to have collaboration with some of these business leaders, some of our affiliates. And there's different things happening in the world. There's different things happening in our region politically, different political initiatives, housing bond bill, challenges to water, sewer, infrastructure, certain projects that are happening that are very important to the region, such as Union Point, that are seeing challenges with, again, infrastructure, transportation, some of the zoning things that have happened. And we want to make sure that there's a voice there. From regional leadership, so that we're attracting businesses and keeping employment and having a strong regional economy.
Well, speaking of changes over the years, why don't you talk to us about Ellis Realty Advisors? When did you start it, and how has your own business grown or changed over the years, Dave?
Yeah, so we started Ellis Realty Advisors, just 2-person shop up in Braintree in 2018. And obviously a lot's happened since then over the last 5 years with the global pandemic and challenges, but we've seen it as an opportunity to grow. So we've increased our business lines to not just the business brokerage, which is our core business, but also management, construction, and development, which has been an exciting ride as the world has changed and the South Shore as a region's changed.
Well, tell me about your role as a commercial broker when it comes to selling the South Shore and convincing businesses to come here to build and to take space. How do you sell the South Shore, Dave, and what do you think are the region's strongest assets?
It's a great question, and I think, that's the reason I wanted to be part of the South Shore Economic Development Corporation, is because you need to tell a story to businesses that are looking to enter the region, or why the South Shore, why should I bring my business there? I think we've got an immense amount of talent across the region. We've got leadership, and obviously, Rob, it's a beautiful place to live, work, and play, and I think we want to really highlight that in some of those areas where we can, grow the region as a whole collaboratively. And but that's the way that we explain the region to people coming from outside. It's a great place to live, work, and play. We want to be able to say that there's, other attributes, including, housing, which is a big initiative that we're pushing for 2024. Mm-hmm. And zoning and transportation, I think those are big things that we need to make sure that they're aware of that we can help them with.
All right. Well, let's kind of take a look here, Dave, at the future, if we can. And what are you seeing for the 2024 economy? And now, of course, people are looking ahead to 2025. So what are some of the things that you see coming down the road that you're excited about, or things maybe we should be, concerned about to make sure we start working on?
Of course. I mean, I think from a macro standpoint, you've got, monetary policy and interest rates, which have been the big challenge in terms of growth across the commercial real estate sector and real estate as a whole. And I think, on a local and regional level, I think we're well positioned. If we can kind of help guide the conversation with regards to development and housing, construction costs are very high right now, which is challenging a lot of projects. Infrastructure, which we've talked about, has been the big challenge that has killed a lot of projects and has limited the developers' ability to get these projects off the ground. So, but as we look, and we're in an election cycle too, Rob. So there's a lot of moving pieces going on.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on and giving us some perspective and a little bit more about your background. And Dave, by the way, is the congratulations on that, the newly elected chair of the South Shore Economic Development Corporation. And he's the owner of Ellis Realty Advisors, ellisrealtyadvisors.com. Dave Ellis, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Ron, for having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, thanks to Peter Foreman. He is president and CEO of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce. He joins us every week to set up the South Shore Chamber of Commerce segment. Get involved and find out more at southshorechamber.org. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, you can find us on your radio at 95.9 FM, mornings from 5 to 10, or online at 95.9WATD.com.
And you can catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can get the links at 95.9WATD.com/SS Morning News. And join us next week for another edition of the South Shore's Morning News Week in Review.